From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. and Russia issue joint statement on Syria ceasefire. The U.S. and Russia say their combined effort to quell unrest in Syria has resulted in a significant decrease in fighting in some areas, but challenges do remain. In a joint statement issued today, the two countries and fighting between the Syrian regime and rebels had dropped significantly in North Latakia and East Ghouta, two areas that are part of localized ceasefires brokered by the U.S. and Russia in late April. Just a little while ago, VOA spoke with our correspondent Pam Dawkins, who's traveling with the Secretary of State to find out what the statement is all about.
In the statement, Russia vows to work with Syrian authorities to minimize aviation operations over civilian areas, and the U.S. pledges to intensify support and assistance to regional allies. The U.S. and Russia are co-chairs of a ceasefire task force that has been monitoring violations to a nationwide cessation of hostilities that took effect in February.
Now, that ceasefire has had mixed results. One of the most troublesome areas has been the city of Aleppo, where nearly 300 people have been killed in unrest in recent weeks. Officials in Afghanistan say the State Department designated terrorist group, the Al-Qaeda-linked Haqqani Network, has effectively taken over battlefield command of the Taliban insurgency. Haqqani militants allegedly operate from sanctuaries in neighboring Pakistan and are known for staging high-profile suicide assaults on Afghan and international forces. Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui told reporters in Kabul that the Taliban are currently being commanded by the Haqqani Network. He believes that Haqqani and Al-Qaeda are two different names for the same terrorist organization. This is VOA News.